Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow light workers, or as some of you like to say, light bearers. But holding the light is a bit of work, isn't it? And I'm here, as you all know me, as Saint Germain, to support you on your path of enlightenment, on your path of liberation, on your path of realizing who you truly are, the truth, your divine essence, your beauty, your love, your uniqueness within all that is. In many ways, the last few years, 3 years, have been allowing you to empty yourself out. And what you're experiencing in the last few weeks, maybe months, is even further an emptying out. That was the power of transformation in 2023, to release, to let go, to be empty. Because Earth, Gaia, is going through a tremendous awakening process. And it is shaking Gaia at the core. Much is erupting from below the surface that could be easily a catastrophe. And yet, here you all are, willing to let the earth shake within your own self, willing to let the eruption be within you, to transform and transmute it, not only for your own self, but for all of creation on earth. Not just humanity, but all of creation. And yes, of course, it would be easy to look in those areas where there are horrible actions being done, where there's death and destruction and loss. But I ask you to focus on your own inner self. Earth is moving through a particle belt, and you can feel being bombarded by very fine articles that are supposed to assist in awakening Gaia even further, to awaken you further. When there's friction, there's sparks. When there are sparks, something can be ignited, an awakening, an enlightenment. So yes, you feel friction, and yet it is in this friction that liberation takes place. It is in this friction that you are asked to cross thresholds to another consciousness levels. And so in this process, there is most definitely a purification going on. Most definitely. And you can feel that. You can feel your muscles cramp up. You can feel your bones aching. You can feel your digestive system not working the way you're used to. And it can be frightening, because medicine on Earth at this time is not prepared for the side effects of ascension that is occurring here on Earth at this time, for the shift, for the change, for the movement from one age to another age. What will that mean for you at a time of the winter solstice? Why am I talking about this now? Because the winter solstice marks the state of absolute emptiness. In this darkness, in this longest night, the tradition is stating that a new light is born. That's why you have Christmas and other celebrations of the light. But the light is born within you. you are going to hold a very new frequency. You're going to connect with your divine self in a very new way. You might not know how this looks like. You might not even have a concept of this. But I promise you, your body knows. Your body has been preparing for this. And it has stretched out. It has made room for this new frequency. And everyone has experienced that stretching out in different ways. Might have been through gaining weight. It might have been through certain changes in the physical patterns, whether it's in the sleeping patterns or in your eating patterns. But have no doubt, you are changed on a very cellular level. That is what is going on. And what you can do to support yourself through this process is listen to your body. Support your body not through fear, but through love. Encourage your body that it will go through this process safely and that whatever happens, you will support it as best as you can. You will listen. You will be patient. You will be understanding. And you will honor your physical temper. Not get frustrated. Not think that you might die. Even so, it is a form of death and rebirth you're going through. Absolutely. That is the reason why you sense at times that you might be dying. But it is not the death that you're fearing or you're thinking about. It is, again, a transformation happening on a very cellular level. Use the power of oxygen. Find ways to be in nature, to breathe in air. Go on top of a mountain, breathe in the cold winter air, or wherever you are. Air is your ally. The element of air is going to help you clear out your mind and your body. Equally, water. Use water to cleanse yourself on a regular basis. Very important. I usually don't start an event like this. And some of you know me well enough to understand the importance of why I give you this message. Because your body is having a hard time with the new frequencies that are coming here to Earth. The solar flares are simply a part of the effects of what Gaia is now drawing to her to support the awakening process, to support the process of transformation. That's why it's so important for you to stay in alignment with Gaia, with Earth, to be grounded enough to hear her messages and her guidance. As grounded as you're willing to be, the further you can reach out into the higher realms. Again, the further you're willing to ground yourself, the further you're willing to focus on envisioning an energy cord going into the heart of Gaia, the further you can reach out to us, to your divine self, to your universal self, to your divine architect self, and further. So we are now going to start to support you in this process of emptiness, awareness, and choice. Take a deep breath in and out. And become aware of your physical self. And just take a moment and breathe into yourselves the purity of love and light, the highest aspect that you can reach, your divine I Am presence, God, the Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is. Just breathe it into every cell of your body. And with every out-breath, feel yourself relaxing, feel your muscles relaxing, feel your bones relaxing. Feel your whole system slowing down and stepping out of fight or flight mode. There's nothing you have to protect yourself from. Nothing. No illness. No attack. Nothing. In this moment, you can simply open yourself up, just like a beautiful lotus flower, a rose, or really any flower blossoming. But in this opening, there's also an emptying. You can only blossom as much as you're willing to make room for the purity of your light. Take another deep breath in and out. And allow for one moment your body to simply dissolve, becoming finer and finer, till all there's left is your light body, your divine essence, your consciousness connected to your divine essence. And instead of feeling yourself lifted upwards, you can feel yourself seeping into the earth, feeling the different layers of earth, not suffocating, but nurturing, warm, as you reach a pathway that is taking you deeper. What might at first appear the darkness. And even though there is no light, you can feel, sense a pulling, a direction, and that you're safe. In the distance, you notice a light. And as you move towards the light, there's an opening in the darkness. And you enter a beautiful crystal cave. You can even call it a crystal geode. And for every one of you, it might be slightly different. It might be a clear crystal, a citron, sapphire, emerald, ruby, amethyst, rose quartz. But it speaks to you. It is like coming home. And there's light within this crystal temple, crystal geode. And it reflects from all those different facets that naturally grew on those crystals. And among all those crystals, there's a path that you can walk on. that is taking you into its center, where you find a sacred geometry engraved into the crystalline structure. And you find your way into the center of this unique sacred geometry for you. For some, it might be a simple circle, a triangle, a six-pointed star. This for yantra, whatever it is, let it be and feel it speaking to you, to your heart. At this time of new beginnings, you find yourself, without realizing, in a crystal geode, in a crystal cave at the heart of Gaia. She's prepared this for you as a time of purification, as a time of awakening, as a time of giving birth to a new aspect of your own divine self. And who better to help you give birth to a new aspect of self than Lady Gaia, the divine mother of Earth herself, as she's now stepping forward to you, stepping behind you, and holding you, infusing you with her pure love and gratitude. And just like you're in alignment with your divine I Am, so is Lady Gaia in alignment with her divine I Am, Lady Venus. And so the Earth, your geode, your crystalline sphere that you're part of, is now connected with this pure sphere of light in which you find Lady Venus at the center, connecting, creating the vibration of eight, the vibration of manifestation, of giving birth to the new. And you can feel yourself ascending. And as your whole self, including the crystal cave, ascends into thy realm, it begins to dissolve into pure light. And you are now at the center of Lady Gaia, the Earth Mother behind you, and Lady Venus in front of you. Each of them putting their hand onto your heart, front and back. And you can feel a sacred healing taking place. You can feel your own divine I Am presence overlighting you and merging with you, holding you in the process. And before you know it, everything around you dissolves, and all you find yourself within is the universe of stars and galaxies. And there's a freedom as you find yourself at the heart of this universe, being the heart, being the center, being the light out of which everything is born out of. You are that light. There's such a sacredness to this light. A refinement. This light is going to help you in 2024, guide you, direct you, help you see a greater truth. And I will now come around to seal this pure divine light is in your heart. Let it out. Thank you. And yes, you are that light, that purity, that divine essence. That's who you are. And just like the sun flares are an eruption coming from the sun to the earth, sometimes creating a little havoc, and yet bringing about change in awareness, forcing humanity to make some new choices in many ways. So does your light also erupt and enter the collective consciousness of humanity. And so I want you to envision for a moment as a pure light that you are, to look upon Gaia, to look upon the earth, to just let yourself fall, let your light erupt and infuse the collective consciousness of all of creation on earth. Let yourself fall like the rain of light that touches upon the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the valleys, the cities, the villages, that touches upon those who are torn by war and hurt, destruction, as well as those who might believe that money is the only answer there is. Let your light purify, change, shift, awaken all those that you come in contact with. Not because you force them, simply by showing them that they can make a different choice. Choosing love over fear. Because greed is a form of fear. The need for power is rooted in the fear of being powerless. Let your light infuse everyone on the shortest day of the year. Be the Christ reborn through your essence, giving birth to a new consciousness of love. When you acknowledge that your way to influence the world is much more expanded than you've given yourself credit for, and you're ready, bring yourself back to the physical body you left behind. And anchor your light back into your physical form, into every cell of your body. ...2024 will be a year of action, and the action shall be for you to expand your love and light further into the world around you. Trust that we will support this process. My love is with all of you. It is time of celebrating the birth of the light within. Connect to the earth. Move your feet, move your hands. And listen to the final sounds of the music. Thank you, Mike. for taking everyone on this delicious journey of music as a universal language. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste.